May God, who gave birth to all creation, bless us. May God, who became incarnate by an earthly mother, bless us. May God, who broods as a mother over her children, bless us. And the Lord bless you and keep you. And the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. And the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give to you his peace. Christ is risen. Hallelujah.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you sent your Son to be the way to heaven by his death and resurrection. Comfort and enliven us with Jesus, the truth, in your word and sacraments, that we may rejoice in him, our life, both now and forevermore. You honor the vocation of motherhood and make it a symbol of your holy church, where your people are born in the water and promise of holy baptism, and nursed with the pure spiritual milk of your word. Receive our thanks today for your gift of mothers. Bless them in their ongoing vocation of love, prayer, and sacrifice for their children of all ages. Let their labors remind us of the new life you have given us through Christ and his bride, your holy church. We continue to pray for those who have requested it of us, especially those who are grieving the death of loved ones, including Dale Claude Pierre and his family and friends as they now mourn the death of his beloved wife, Ginny, and Cherise Bates and her family as they mourn the death of her mother, Joan Adams, and the family and friends who are mourning the death of Betty Carpenter, and the family and friends of Carol Dahl as they mourn her death as well. Bring comfort, peace, reassurance, and hope to all who are grieving the death of their loved ones. We pray also for those who are facing or recovering from health concerns, Linda Navalta, Marilyn Stargard, Scott Parasol, Michael Hamsey, Stephen Piazza, Phyllis Candy, William Bullock, Lois Becker, Joyce Douglas, Jerry and Mary Heller, Laura Anderson, Bev Adams, Bob Lee, Lenore Stevens, Abby Schneider, Carl Disler, Gloria Peterson, Jan Dilley, and Christine Hall, Karen Barker, Tracy Tripp, Elmer Compton, Robert Waldron, Zach Endress, and Reverend Richard Krugler, Priscilla McFall, Terry Heft, Bill and Mary Ann Holloway, Izzy Sherman, Janice Tobias, Bev Moore, Pam Sarkisian, Richard Steele, Lisa Palmari, Sue Tome, Susan and Libby and Linda, and Betty Pottinger as well. Father, watch over these, your servants, and bring them healing in your own good time. We continue to pray for those who are in hospice care, including Bill Carter and Mr. Cagle. Grant them comfort, peace, and faith as they await your call home. We pray for the unemployed and underemployed, that you might direct them to meaningful work by which they can support their families. We continue to pray for the president and all local, national, and world leaders. Lord, grant them wisdom and grant them good judgment in making important decisions. We pray for those who are serving in the armed forces of our country. We pray for your blessing upon them and strength to face whatever challenges lie before them. And we pray for those who serve in our local communities, law enforcement, firemen, EMS workers, and so many others that attend to our needs. Lord, we give you thanks for all who are celebrating birthdays and anniversaries. And Heavenly Father, we celebrate today the baptism of two children into your family. What a blessing it is to bring these children to you and to hand them over to your care. And Lord, we give you thanks for the flowers upon the altar this day given by Arnie Glessman. In glory to you for your many blessings, and in thanksgiving for those who serve your people here at Redeemer. And those at the lectern given by Chuck and Diane Durantes as they thank and praise you for 23 years of marriage and for their beautiful children. And Lord, we also give you thanks for those who are sponsoring the Family of God Soup Kitchen this month, the Durantes, Mammal, and Merriman families, as well as those who are sponsoring Positive Parenting, the Grove and Meisel families. Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray. In the name of Jesus, amen. Our trespasses as we forgive.
Before we continue on with the offertory, I need to make an announcement. Andy Farah, head elder, was to give an announcement, and because Jim Greenwald interrupted me during the announcement, I forgot to invite Andy forward. And now I can't find him, so if you see Andy, he's lost. Oh, you want to come and do it now? Okay. You just disappear back there. I'm sorry. A face in the crowd. Come on up.
Good morning and happy Mother's Day to all your mothers. Just a quick update on the call committee and our process and finding the right candidate for Redeemer to replace Pastor Rickert once he retires. From over 16 candidates that we received and their paperwork, we as the committee narrowed it down to three candidates that we wished to interview. We reached out to those candidates and two of them declined for various reasons. The other individual we still plan to go through and interview. But I wanted to bring that to your attention. In addition, we're also going to be reaching back out to the Michigan District, requesting more paperwork for potential candidates. But as we've seen, that can be a long process. But we still do have one candidate we plan to interview, and if we find some additional candidates in paperwork, we will interview those. The process will be that we will, as a call committee, we will conduct the first interview. We'll then present to the Board of Elders our recommendations, who will then proceed with the second interview. Once the call committee and the Board of Elders agree on candidates or candidate, we will then bring those to the congregation with their background once that is done. Also, as we've asked in the past, if you know of any individuals that might be a good fit for Redeemer, or you know names and so forth, please feel free to bring those to our attention. You can always pass those on to Pastor Schlock or myself, and we'll follow up. And lastly, we ask for your prayers as we continue this process. We also ask for your prayers for Pastor Rickert and his family in their retirement. Thank you.
We rise to sing the doxology.
To sing the offertory. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Want to wish everybody a happy Mother's Day celebration. I have to admit, I already had mine with Mom. I went to Cleveland to see her Thursday, and my daughter Stephanie surprised us. She came from Knoxville and surprised my mom and sister, and did a lot of yard work and stuff. But we went out Friday. I was going to take everybody out to eat, okay? And there's this, it'd be my second time to this restaurant, but boy, the second time was so much better than the first time. The first time wasn't bad. It's the Hofbräuhaus in Cleveland. Okay, so it's just like a Hofbräuhaus, long benches, seating, and there's great German food and beer and a polka band, and we're sitting there in the polka band, they got their polka outfits on and they're playing and they're doing a great job, all this German music, and then they were done and a new group came in and they set up and they didn't, a bunch of old guys my age, and they didn't have the polka outfits on, but they certainly had polka beer bellies, let me tell you. And so before they started, they said, hey, if you want something special, come up and request it. And the last time we were there, we requested one of my dad's, he's in heaven now, but one of my dad's favorite polka songs, Lily Marlene. Anybody remembers that old song? And so I told Jerry, I said, go up and request it. Here's a little, yellow sheet of paper you fill out, and you just put it in front of the head guy, and there's a tip jar. She didn't put anything in the tip jar. And so all of a sudden, I'm waiting for more polka music, and, this group, the place is filled with young people. I couldn't figure out why they're listening to these old guys. This group started off with John Denver. And then after John Denver, and they encourage people to stand on their seats and sing. They did Neil Diamond. Neil Diamond, Sweet Caroline. Okay, now when I point at you, go bum, bum, bum. And next time I point, go so good, so good. So, okay? Sweet Caroline, bum, bum, bum. Good times were so good with you. So good, so good, so good. Okay, so they're doing that kind of music, and it's a lot of fun, but I'm thinking, I'm never going to hear my dad's song. And then all of a sudden, they take a break. Thinking you played a half hour, I don't take a break in my sermons. Why do you take a break? Then they finally come back, and they're not really playing any polka, and I told my sister, go up and have them play the song. I'm taking everybody out to eat. By this time, the bill is getting big, right? So, no, they'll play it when they're ready. I said, tell you what, if they play it in the next two songs, will you buy dinner? She said, yeah. Ooh, big mistake. Remember that tip jar? I pulled out a 20. I said, will you play my song next? He said, sure thing. That was a great Mother's Day celebration. Today is a day we honor moms, grandmas, those special women in our life who love us in such a unique way. There's a difference between how a man loves and a woman loves. Now, God made both in his image. It only makes sense that we'll find part of the characteristics of God's love in a man. And we will find part of the characteristics of God's love in a woman, especially that of a mother. And so today, as we talk about Mother's Day, we're going to bring the motherly aspects of our God into the story to be reminded, because we always need that kind of love. And I know Mother's Day can be hard for some people. Some people haven't had a great experience. You don't even really know what a mother's love is like. Maybe you don't have much good to hold on to, so you'll hold on to all the bad. And it's hard to put the bad down and celebrate the good when there's so little of it. But what else can you do? Maybe that special woman, a mother, grandma, is no longer part of this world. There's an emptiness. Well, in that sense, it's an opportunity to reflect and celebrate her. And maybe that mom, grandma, that woman is still here. You got to celebrate her. We're told in our lesson from the Old Testament, from Proverbs, that the family praised the works of her hands. It's a day to praise those works. A mother's love is so special. We're going to look at our gospel lesson for today. We have a woman who has a request of Jesus. Now, we're told Jesus is going to Tyre and Sidon. This is Canaanite territory. Canaanites are not just one people group. There's many people groups. So it's a mixed, like America, a mixed bag of different cultures. And Jesus travels there. He just had a big debate, theological debate, with the religious leaders about what's clean and unclean. And, you know, Jesus wants to take a break. He's human and God, and the human part of him needs to take a break. Maybe this is all planned just for this woman. We're not sure. We're not told. Jesus goes into this Gentile territory. And the Canaanites were there when God's people entered the promised land from Egypt. The Canaanites were there. God said, be careful about the Canaanites. They have a different religion. They believe in many gods. Don't mix their gods with me. Now, during the time of David, it was a pretty good relationship. Solomon, in fact, bought material to build the temple from the Canaanites. But there were more bad times than good. And certainly for the Jew, looking at Gentile Canaanites, they really had little care for them, little love. So Jesus goes to get away from it all. As he's traveling with his disciples, we're told a woman, a mother, not given a name, approaches. And we assume that, you know, the conversation started, you know, with inside voices, right? I mean, there's no reason to shout. She's coming to Jesus to ask for something. But Jesus just continues to walk as if she doesn't exist. The disciples, I would think that she's starting to make a scene because the disciples seem to have a little meeting. What are we going to do? Let's go tell the Lord to send her away. Now, I don't think the disciples are empathetic toward her situation. I don't think they really care. It is interesting. The Greek word there, to send her away, is a legal term that would mean having your day in court and winning and being sent away. So maybe they're saying, just give her what she wants, but get her out of the way. He continues. Son of David. She's acknowledging from the throne of David, a Savior would come. Son of David, have mercy. Heal my daughter. Jesus continues to walk. And then when he does converse, it's to the disciples, not to her. I was sent to the lost sheep of Israel. Now notice, Jesus uses animal terms to characterize people. So don't get offended when he calls her a dog. He's calling children of Israel who are lost sheep. Okay, so don't get offended. We're going to explain that word dog. And he keeps walking. Now, this woman gives us a lesson in prayer. Conversing with Jesus is prayer. Sometimes we go to Jesus in prayer and we hear nothing. Doesn't mean he says no. She doesn't give up. Sometimes we give up. We don't hear anything, so we give up. It must be a no. Jesus didn't say no. He just ignored her. There was silence. Sometimes you get silence in a prayer because it's in God's timing, not yours. She's not going to give up. Her daughter is so important to her. You know what love a mom has for a child. And you know, God compares himself to that kind of love in Hosea chapter 13, verse 8. Like a bear robbed of her cubs, I will attack them and rip them open. That's a mother's love, talking about God. Here we find a mother's love displayed before Jesus, not willing to give up. She is crossing some cultural no-nos, approaching a Jew who would unlikely not, wouldn't want to talk to her. And she doesn't care. She doesn't mind being embarrassed. She remembers her child. Her child is so important to her. Moms, how important children are. Listen, I love this passage from Hosea. Because God is pictured as a mother here teaching a child to walk. It was I who taught Ephraim to walk, taking them by the arms, but they did not realize it was I who healed them. I led them with cords of human kindness, with ties of love. To them, I was like one who lifts a child to the cheek, and I bent down to feed them. There is a mother's love. And Jesus says, look at Ephraim. Or God's saying, look at Ephraim. They have forgotten about me. You know, how often, especially in those teenage years, early adulthood, it seems like, you know, your children look at you like, you're so stupid. So unaware. And yet as a parent, as a mom, you've sacrificed so much and they just don't see it. And you pray to live long enough to see their children, give them the same trials so they understand. It's the same thing with God. Sometimes we're just like that teenager. We don't want to listen. We want to go our own way, make our own rules. God still looks at us with that motherly love saying, where are you? Did you forget? Did you forget all that I've done for you? She's not going to take no for an answer either. I think the Greek almost indicates that she knelt before him. She got in the way of Jesus. I'm sure she overheard what Jesus said to the disciples. I was sent to the lost sheep of Israel. Remember, all of, you know, God is setting the stage for the Messiah. And how important it is that salvation comes from the Jew, then the Gentile. And that's going to happen when Christ ascends into heaven. He says, take the message to the world. But up to this point, it's setting the stage for our redemption in the cross of Jesus. I'm here for the lost sheep of Israel. She gets in front of him. Jesus said, again, sort of the role of a mom feeding a family. It's not right to take the food off my child's plate and give it to the dog. Now, it is true, the Jews looked at dogs as unclean animals. And they had a term for animals, dogs that were wild and unclean. But they also had a term for pet dogs. Though the Jews weren't big into having pet dogs at this time, but they had a term for it. That's the term Jesus used. Now, in the Gospel of Mark, when we're told this story about the Canaanite woman, she's not called a Canaanite woman. We're told what her background is. She's Phoenician. She's Greek. Jesus understands the Greek culture. They love their dogs. They made a big deal about their pet dogs. She knew what Jesus was talking about. There's some banter going back and forth. It's not right. Take the food, the kids, and give it to the dog. She's a mom. Maybe has more than one child, more than this daughter. Maybe she had a dog. She understands. You feed the family where there's young kids, where's the dog sit? Right where the young kids eat. They drop all their food. There's crumbs all over. She sees her opportunity. Give me a crumb. That's all I need. Oh, Jesus is blown away. Your faith is amazing. Jesus only said that about two people. And they were both not Jews, they were Gentiles. This woman and the centurion. Two people. Your faith is amazing. Now, we look at Jesus and say, well, he's a little rude, ignoring her. But if you look at how Jesus behaves at times, he'll throw little spiritual obstacles in your path. And he wants your faith to grow so you jump over. It makes sense, doesn't it? Doesn't God want us to mature in our faith? Let's look at parenting and children. You want your children to grow up and leave the house? Yes! You want them to get to that point in life where they can take care of themselves. That's what you're doing. Listen, in Deuteronomy 32, we read this verse every year on Mother's Day, and we sing the same hymn almost as our closing for Mother's Day because it's connected to this verse. Like an eagle that stirs up its nest and hovers over its young, that spreads its wings to catch them and carries them aloft. There's a specific eagle, bird, the mother bird. When the babies are big enough, no longer babies, and they should be leaving the nest, guess what? She makes the nest very uncomfortable. She starts picking it apart. She hovers over it. There's no rest, no peace for those babies. You know, sometimes you have to do that to a child, don't you? Sometimes you have to take away their comfort because if they have that comfort, they're never going to step out on their own. And maybe they'd rather have that comfort because they don't see what you see in them, their ability, their gifts, and what they can really accomplish. The mother bird knows that they can fly. It's time. I'm going to make it really uncomfortable. And then finally, she grabs each one of them, and she takes them high in the air, and she drops them. And usually the first time down, that bird just flutters and flaps and falls to the earth. But before it hits the ground, mom catches it, does it again. Teaching them to fly. You think God does that to us? Yeah. Just like a mother. You know, on this day, as we honor moms, our grandmas, and those special women in our life, we have to be reminded that so often they're one of the biggest tools within the Holy Spirit's toolbox of bringing us to faith, of helping us cling to God. Our epistle lesson for today, Paul says, Timothy, I see it in you, and I know I saw it in your mom, and I saw it in your grandma. That's where you got it from, one generation to the next, passing it down. And to teach our young, to teach those that look to us in a motherly fashion, to teach them that there's no safer place than the arms of Jesus. The final time Jesus goes into Jerusalem, he says these words, Matthew 23, verse 37, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who killed the prophets and stoned those sent to you, how often I have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, and you were not willing. Like no safer place than mom's arms. No safer place than the arms of Jesus. And you teach that. You share that. Even on the cross, we see displayed in Jesus a sacrificial love that a mother gives. I'm going to repeat something I shared with you on Good Friday. Not every, you know, everybody comes to Mother's Day, but nobody comes, a few come to Good Friday. But anyways, Psalm 22 is the Psalm of the Cross. And if you read it, it was written long before Jesus came for his earthly ministry. But it talks about his suffering. And you read that, it talks about the cross. And there's a verse, verse 6, that's very confusing. It says, but I am a worm and not a man. The Hebrew there for worm is a special crimson worm. They would take this worm and make dye out of it for their clothing. The mother worm, before laying her eggs, goes to a tree and attaches herself to that tree. She lays her eggs. The babies are born, and they consume their mother. And they're covered in crimson. Isn't it what Jesus did for us? Like that mother worm, he attached himself to a cross and washed away our sins in his blood. Do we not feed on him in the Lord's Supper? What a beautiful image. That's God's love for us. I'll leave you with just two verses. Isaiah 66:13, as a mother comforts her child, so I will comfort you. Isaiah 49:15, can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, and how unusual that would be, though she may forget, I will never forget you. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Thank you. We rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Gospel reading this morning is recorded in Matthew chapter 15, beginning at verse 21. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the territories of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same territories and cried to him, saying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously afflicted with a demon." But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, "Send her away, for she crieth after us." But he answered and said, "I am not sent but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." Then came she and worshipped him, saying, "Lord, help me." But he answered and said, "It is not right to take the children's bread and to cast it to the dogs." And she said, "Truth, Lord, yet dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered and said to her, "O woman, great is thy faith. Be it to thee even as thou wilt." And her daughter was healed from that very hour. Here ends the Gospel reading. We confess our Christian faith together in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father,
and sit on the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come The Old Testament reading for today is taken from the book of Proverbs, the 31st chapter. A wife of noble character, who can find? She is worth far more than rubies. Her husband has full confidence in her and lacks nothing of value. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. She selects wool and flax, works with eager hands. She's like the merchant ships bringing her food from afar. She gets up while it is still night. She provides food for her family and portions for her female servants. She considers a field and buys it. Out of her earnings, she plants a vineyard. She sets about her work vigorously. Her arms are strong for her tasks. She sees that her trading is profitable, and her lamp does not go out at night. In her hands, she holds the distaff and grasps the spindle with her fingers. She opens her arms to the poor and extends her hands to the needy. When it snows, she has no fear for her household, for all of them are clothed in scarlet. She makes coverings for her bed. She is clothed in fine linen and purple. Her husband is respected at the city gate, where he takes his seat among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them, and supplies the merchants with sashes. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children arise and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive, and beauty is fleeting. But a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Honor her for all that her hands have done. Let her works bring her praise at the city gate. Here ends the Old Testament reading. The epistle reading for today is taken from the book of 2 Timothy, the first chapter. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, according to the promise of life that is in Christ Jesus. To Timothy, my dear son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve as my forefathers did, with a clear conscience. As night and day, I constantly remember you in my prayers, recalling your tears. I long to see you so that I may be filled with joy. I have been reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois, and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also. Here ends the epistle reading.
We make our beginning in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Christ is risen. Hallelujah.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. Seated.
invite the children forward for the children's message. They keep practicing, they're going to get pretty good. We love our brass. They do such a great job. And what a And you know why they're playing today? Yeah, Mother's Day. And we got a bunch of men singing because it's Mother's Day. Speaking of a bunch of men, I went yesterday to the drugstore with my son Jake, and the Mother's Day card place, we're full of men. It's the last minute. Doesn't anybody buy a card earlier? You can't buy it the day before. You should buy it earlier. And all these men going through the cards really quick, trying to find the right card. It was sort of funny because there was just a bunch of men there. Did you get Mom a card? A couple of you, okay. Did you get Mom a gift? A couple of you, okay. I want to help you out too. Okay, because I usually give you something, but today I'm going to give you something for Mom. But it involves you. That's the good news. It's a coupon book. Yeah, there's coupons in here. This coupon is good for, and she gets to fill that out. Yeah, that's not good, is it? And this coupon is good for emptying the garbage, isn't it? Oh, there's just, what a great idea. Because one way you can show you appreciate Mom or that special woman in your life who does so much is to do something for them. And it goes a long way. And it's a nice way to say thank you, not just with words, but with actions. God has given us a special gift in dads and moms. And today we celebrate those moms, those women, grandma, that special woman in our life who does so much and loves us in such a special way. And the Bible says we're to praise those women and praise the works of their hands. And that's what we do today. We say thank you and we praise their name. I want to thank you for coming up, and you can go to Sunday school now. Good morning. I'd like to welcome everyone to worship and happy Mother's Day to all our moms that are here and special women that make such a difference in our life. Thank you for being here. Number of announcements. Don't forget coffee hour immediately following in the town square. And we thank a bunch of men for hosting coffee hour today. Next Sunday, as you know, Joel Brockberg, he's been involved in our youth ministry team, is leaving Redeemer. Next Sunday, we're going to have a coffee hour in his honor. Also next Sunday, if you want to know what our young people do when they go on their Jamaica mission trip, they're going to have a video and photos in the gymnasium, and they're going to participate in the service also next Sunday doing the children's message, one of the things they did in Jamaica. So that'll be great next week. Also, end of the year youth party is next Sunday in the afternoon. And Tough as Nails, a women's Bible study started last week, so it's still not too late to jump in. Meets on Tuesdays. Check out your announcements for further information. Guys Night Out. Bocce ball at the Hollis's on May 23rd, always a great event. You do need to sign up for that. We'd love to have you participate. And Wednesday lunch and worship. This is Pastor Rickert's last lunch and worship, and he's the one that oversees this program. But we have lunch at noon, 1 o'clock service in the chapel with communion, about a half hour long. Of course, all are invited to attend. The Redeemer Social is Friday. You have to be 21 or over. 25 and below and 75 plus, don't have to bring any dish to pass. You do need to bring your own beer, wine. It's $7. You're going to have a great meal. It should be a wonderful night. Sort of like progressive dinner, but all here in the building. And Yes?
Tickets will be sold in the library between the coffee.
Thank you, Jim. Tickets can be purchased during coffee hour in the library. I announced that at 8 o'clock. I'm sorry, I went blank. And so you can buy tickets, and I think you can buy tickets till Wednesday, and then at that point, we need to know who's coming so we can make sure we have enough food. And we also remember the family of Joan Adams in prayer. Her memorial service will be this coming Saturday at 11 here at Redeemer. And with that, we'd rise for opening hymn.